inevitable, inevitable, KDWB. Gets the in hits first, and that's a guarantee.
I trust you'll join the ranks of the Mad Music winners today because we'll have a game every hour. Jim O'Neill time, 8 minutes after 3.
KDWB.
And then,
flashback, flashback.
Late 1963 in Gale War.
A letter from Sherry. It's the end of
1963, Dale Ward and Letter from Sherry. What is a Dale Ward? It's about $10 a day cheaper than a Dale private room. There's a lot of sick Dales in the world. Cover your mouth, Dale.
Sports is in, and so are the scores. On KDWB, Channel 63.
Red Wing defenseman Doug Bartley will undergo major surgery for an eye injury on Thursday in Boston. The 29-year-old Detroit star had an exploratory examination yesterday. He suffered a detached retina in the right eye when gashed by a stick in a game last month. Red Wings officials say Bartley is not expected back in action this season. The NFL Washington Redskins have added Don Dahl to their staff as offensive back coach. Dahl was on the Los Angeles Rams staff last season and was a top defensive back in the NFL in his playing days. The St. Louis Cardinals have hired Bob Red Miller as offensive line coach under new head coach Charlie Winner. Miller was an assistant with Denver of the American League last season. The late Johnny McGovern, 1909 University of Minnesota All-America quarterback, and Minnesota Vikings coach Norm Van Brocklin have been named to the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame. Van Brocklin played his collegiate football at Oregon. Minnesota's hockey team takes on Wisconsin at Madison tonight in a non-league game. Doug Woog, senior center and co-captain, will be sidelined with an infected elbow. Bill Suss probably will replace him. Woog's expected to be back in action for the Western Collegiate Hockey Association regular schedule as it winds up its series at Michigan Tech Friday and Saturday. Bobby Hall of the Chicago Blackhawks is reaching within reach of the all-time National Hockey League scoring record this year. Hall added 2 goals last week to boost his league total to 47. He shares a record of 50 with former Montreal star Maurice Richard and Bernie Jeffrion. Hull has 3 games this week. The first one tomorrow night at home against Toronto. Hull's 47 goals, 30 assists give him 77 points and a 13-point lead over Norm Ullman of Detroit.
Now! Here is your Lifeline to Sports.
The rivalry between Minneapolis and St. Paul sports has always been keen. Most of the time, it's a healthy situation, Minneapolis schools as opposed to St. Paul schools. But it may be getting out of hand. And unless there are enough for the boys in blue around March 1st, there may be the biggest blow-up this area has ever seen. This is Jack Douglas with your Lifeline to the World of Sports.
When the big scores are in, they're on KDWB.
I wonder why threw your diary away.
Breaking up is breaking my heart.
Troy Orbison, breaking up is breaking my heart. Yes, my dear, it saddens me to come to the end of an affair with you. After all, we meant to each other, and now I'm just another name in your book. At least my name is in your book, isn't it?
What was the name again?
Jim.
Is that one M or two?
How you spell
all right,
it?
All right.
You can count on KDWB.
You mean I can't listen?
Yes, you can, but now you can count and win cash.
Oh, yeah? Good. 1, 2, 3.
Not four. Yet.
When?
Soon.
Dell Farm time and temperature, 316 and 21 KDWB degrees. Play bonus bingo at Dell Farm St. Paul.
Ba 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 ba.
First of what I assume will be a long, unbroken string of 1966 hits for the Beach Boys. Ba, 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 Barbara Ann. Oh, when Barbara Ann is smiling, all the world is bright as day. Cause when Barbara Ann is smiling, her stainless steel dentures show the way.
There's a two you can be proud of.
Yes.
KDWB in the Twin Cities.
Fair weather in KDWB country for the most part. Tonight's low 2 above. Tomorrow's high 25, 21 Jim O'Neill degrees.
I'm KDWB. All the stars.
Tonight, join Randy Cook plus the fabulous Talisman at the New Munich Ballroom, New Munich, Minnesota.
Saturday night, Bobby Wayne appears with the Corvettes at the Eastside YMCA in St. Paul.
And Friday night, Randy Cook entertains with the Underbeats at the Playland Ballroom in Kimball.
This Sunday night, you can find Down the K with Michael's Mystics at the Cold Spring Ballroom in Cold Spring, Minnesota.
Follow the in guys of KDWB.
May I also call your attention to our hotline to hits nightly on the Bobby Wayne program, starting at 7 with the daily top 10. Now, you help select them by voting on our hotline to hits, and you're welcome to call as often as you like, but please dial carefully. The number is 774-9709.
In your pantry, and put more music in your radio with KDWB.
A non-stop double play, The Strange Loves Nighttime, Batman theme with Neil Hefti at 324. Tell me honestly, Batman, now just between us kids, don't you sometimes feel a bit ridiculous wearing that black mask? Well, not at all. What else would a two-fisted upstanding upholder of justice wear? Well, just between us, what do you have on underneath that black mask? Well, a chartreuse mask for daytime wear only, of course.
Yummy idea!
Oh, yeah. This will be a hit. The Mamas and the Papas.
All the leaves are brown.
KDWB hit Mom. Mamas the Papas from California Dreaming. Your Grump and Viewer, James Francis Patrick, on a beautiful winter Tuesday at 3:27.
This is Dwayne Engel with the top news stories in the Twin Cities today. This is Brotherhood Week in Minnesota. Governor Karl Rolvaag made the official proclamation yesterday. He said the purpose of the week is to symbolize dedication to tolerance, understanding, and friendship. Michael F. Wisemiller of 255 East Hurley Street, West St. Paul, will receive the National Red Cross Certificate of Merit tonight for life-saving. He'll also receive an award for meritorious service from the Northwestern Bell Telephone Company, the firm for which he works. A Hennepin County District Court yesterday continued Gerda Cook's request for a new trial. University of Minnesota professor Arnold Rose sued Ms. Cook and the organization she directs, Christian Research Incorporated, for libel and was awarded $20,000. Ms. Cook's attorney asked for a new trial on the grounds that numerous errors were made in the first trial. Judge Donald T. Barbeau continued the request until attorneys can prepare briefs. The briefs are expected to be ready about March 22nd.
Friends, this is Galen Drake. If you suffer from hemorrhoids, chances are you want to know if anything but surgery can bring relief. Well, I've just read about hospital and clinical tests that prove the answer is often yes. For now, science has found an effective new way, a non-surgical way, to shrink painful hemorrhoids without surgery. They call it Preparation H. You see, Preparation H, and only Preparation H, contains an amazing new wonder substance, biodine, that draws the body's own healing oxygen to the painful area. Doctors used Preparation H in hospital tests. In case after case, they found Preparation H stops itch, relieves pain, heals injured tissues, shrinks hemorrhoids without astringents, without narcotics, and without surgery. Why, it even helped people who had suffered as long as 20 years. So, if you have hemorrhoids, take this advice from Galen Drake. Get Preparation H today.
The weather for the Twin Cities calls for fair to partly cloudy this afternoon, tonight and tomorrow, slow moderation in temperatures. We'll have light variable winds this afternoon and tonight. Low tonight 2, high tomorrow 25, low tomorrow night 10. Humidity 34%, the winds northwest 5 miles an hour. And in the Twin Cities, a sunshiny 21 degrees. And that's Twin Cities Today on KDWB St. Paul.
Just my style, Gary Lewis, son of Gary, Indiana.
Give me that.
Nobody leaves what I'm on.
KDWB means different things to different people.
To some, it means a feeling of being where the news is happening.
KDWB, programmed station to person.
Jim O'Neill time, 32 and a half minutes after 3 and 21 degrees.
Discover Education, Foreign Language Special. Today, the need for Americans to speak a language other than their own is becoming more and more apparent. With intercontinental travel now set on an hourly basis, the need to know a foreign language is a must. This series, presented as a public service of KDWB Radio, is not intended to teach, but only introduce you to the basics of several foreign languages. In a moment, Passport to Spanish.
KDWB has it! The instant discovery!
These are the Righteous Brothers, my soul and inspiration.
I can't let you do this.
That's our discovery, the Righteous Brothers. You're my soul and inspiration. And in the field of Se Hablo State.
You're about to hear five words or word combinations. Now, these words will change, and at the end of a week, you'll be putting sentences together in this week's series, Passport to Spanish. In other words, first in English, then Spanish. Isn't it?
¿Verdad?
An old song.
Un viejo cante.
Gypsy.
Flamenco.
Do you like it?
¿Le gusta?
I find it.
Lo encuentro.
Keep your list current with this week's series, Passport to Spanish.
Discover Education, Foreign Language Special, is presented as a public service of KDWB Radio. It is not the intention of this station to instruct, but to introduce you to the basics of several foreign languages.
Now, my friends, along this line at 23 minutes till 4, I suggest you follow the example of Siegfried McMickmick of Shakopee, Minnesota. Siegfried taught himself to read and write 16 foreign languages. Now, Siegfried is a terrible handwriter, but just learning to scribble in 16 foreign languages, he's now received firm offers from 16 foreign drugstores as a prescription translator.
I honestly but hung around
know,
an actual
drugstore. We know that, Siegfried. We appreciate
it. KDWB! Bad music! Identify that KDWB Mad Music hit and win it!
Repeating once again, if you have won on Mad Music, you're not eligible for the following 30 days. I would like a winner from the St. Paul area, the second caller. The second caller from the St. Paul area to reach me at 774-9791. Correctly identify that record and you've won it. Have a winner, by the way. That's Nancy Sinatra, number two on the Fab 40. These boots are made for walking. Now, sir, as an eminent mad scientist, you claim to have developed a monstrous pair of boots that will really walk all over someone on their own. That's right, Mr. O'Neill, a monstrous pair of boots. I call them Frankenflorschein. Frankenflorschein. Won't anything overcome these monstrous boots? Only one way to contain them, and I'm working on it. A pair of monster galoshes.
I never heard anything so stupid.
Well, stick around.
On KDWB.
Till later.
You're in the big win crowd.
Congratulations, Bill Lucking, 727 Virginia, Mechanic Arts. You wanted a slug. We can work it out.
Congratulations.
That's what he wins. 19 minutes until 4 o'clock, 21 degrees, fair skies. Tonight, low 2 degrees above. And now, Sam, let's give it the old college try one more time.
You cannot forget KDWB.
Right, Chief. You cannot forget KDWB.
You cannot forget KDWB.
Right, Chief. You cannot forget KWDB.
Work. It's impossible to forget KWDB.
Some people buy their next year's Christmas cards the day after Christmas, or their next year's winter coat during the spring sales. The reason is simple. You often save money when you buy things during the off-season. And Whole House Electric Air Conditioning is no different. Right now, the busy heating season is just tapering off. And, of course, the air conditioning season hasn't really begun. So most dealers are offering pretty special off-season prices on Whole House Electric Air Conditioning. And be sure to insist on Flameless Electric Air Conditioning. It's the kind preferred by over 90% of the homeowners who have invested in a Whole House air conditioning system. Electric air conditioning is the cheapest kind to operate, too. Only about $25 to $40 a year for a 3-ton unit. So no matter what the weatherman says, NSP says this is a good time to look into Whole House Electric Air Conditioning. Just call NSP and arrange for a free estimate.
Leaping Brian Epstein, it's the Rolling Stones. After listening to 19 consecutive Bob Dylan solos, let me hear them good old-fashioned down-to-earth tunes once again. That's the kind of stuff I like to dance to. Do-do-do-do-do.
Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter.
I ain't heard that since my army days when I was mustered out. Mustered out, Frankfurter.
774-9709. Tell KDWB the hits you dig the most by dialing the KDWB hotline to hits number 774-9709. Dial carefully, 774-9709. Hear the top 10 from KDWB's hotline to hits every night, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on the Bobby Wayne program.
There. A reminder, Uncle Jim now has the brand new weekly Fab 40 Saturday afternoons at 3 on KDWB, 21 degrees at 13:04.
Super Boob here, Hips, guarding the nets for the 1966 high school hockey tournament. As I stand here in my freshly pressed Bobby socks, attired in hard-toe hockey's disguised as Will Chamberlain, complete with hockey stick. Wait a minute, he doesn't play that game. I'd like to invite all of you to the team dance to be held the last day of this year's tournament. Afraid to hold it on the first, you know. I'll be looking for you this Saturday from 1 to 4, so skate on in. Tape up your socks, sticks, and get ready for a wild afternoon. Keep this Saturday open. It's closed already. It's just thee and me, St. Paul Hotel. Booby will be there, believe me.
Can I bring a note from my xylophone teacher? Bob Fuller Ford, I fought the law.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun.
Bob Fuller, 4, I Fought the Law, Dell Farm, time and temperature, 10 minutes until 4 and 21 degrees. Pick up your bonus bingo slips at Dell Farm, St. Paul.
It's you, that in, not out, so get in with everybody.
On KDWB, Channel 63.
Now, I know you're all waiting with bated breath for the results of our operatic identification contest, and I'm going to wait one. We made the deadline, the postmark's last night, but sometimes, of course, mails are a little bit delayed, so I will wait until tomorrow's mail to be sure that we get all of the entries that were postmarked as of midnight, Monday, February 21st. And then tomorrow, I will have both the name of the opera and the name of our 26 winners. Be there.